Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 153 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've talked about how the current era of power tennis has changed the way the game is played today. Now, I'm not saying that it's necessarily for the better or worse. That's for people to determine for themselves. One thing is for certain. The tactical play, for the most part, has become predominantly an exercise in ball bashing from around the baseline, making the game rather predictable and one-dimensional versus what it was in previous generations. And let's face it, that is largely what we see today at virtually all levels. What passes for point construction these days amounts to hitting every ball really hard and then waiting to unload that big forehand. Now, that in and of itself is not an issue per se. It's more about its impact on a facet of the game that continues to be diminished, that being the net game. Now, let me be clear on this. There are certain aspects of the net game that are alive and well these days. For example, hitting that big forehand off of a short ball and closing in to put away the easy first volley. But as we all know, putting away that easy first volley off of a powerfully struck approach is only one small part of having a solid net game. And I've talked about this in podcast episodes number 134, 114, 84, and others. Most of the players today have sound volleys as it relates to the mechanics of the shot. However, having a good volley is not the same as having a good net game. You see this in a lot of the matches every week at your local park and tennis club, as well as on television. You know, with the exception of Federer and maybe a few others on the men's and women's tours, players these days really do not have well-developed net games relative to players in previous generations. For the vast majority of players today, coming to net is almost exclusively about following in a super offensive approach shot that is practically a winner and then putting away that easy first volley. The challenge comes about when the player hitting that approach shot realizes he or she will not have an easy put-away first volley. Oftentimes, they'll be up at net and a bit out of sorts, having to rely almost solely on their reflexes and athleticism. And as I've pointed out previously, you can literally see it in their body language, the uncertainty and anxiety as they hit that approach shot, knowing they are going to have to do something with that first volley, their net position, and so on, because they know the opponent is going to have another attempt at the pass. And thus, they're going to have to make another volley or two, etc. Decisions, decisions. In these instances, when a player approaching the net realizes that the first volley is not going to be an easy put away, their lack of net instincts and comfort as to what to do around the net gets exposed. This is even more apparent when an opponent is drawn to net. For example, what Federer seems to be able to do routinely to many opponents with his variety of chips and slices. So, how do you go about improving your net game? Of course, you've got to have sound volleying technique, and that goes without saying. For many players, working on volley mechanics is fairly straightforward and is something they do regularly. But improving the net game goes well beyond just hitting volleys. It's about developing a good court sense, getting from around the baseline to around the area of the net, which I define as from around the service line in towards the net. For the purposes of this podcast, let's assume that your volleys are technically sound, so we can move the discussion to improving court sense and awareness from around the net area. Specifically, I want to talk about one of the key components to having a good net game, that being the transition moving from around the baseline to around the net. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, the volley is something players at virtually all levels routinely practice. You'll often see players practice volleys from different parts of the court, hit volleys in a variety of sequences, and even mix in some overheads. Doing these type of drills can certainly be helpful in improving your volleys. But what I do not see a lot of at the club and recreational level are players working on those things to improve their court awareness and effectiveness from around the baseline to around the net area. They really don't get much, if any, practice working on the transition from baseline to net and getting in enough reps that put to the test their decision-making, first volleys, and subsequent positioning in net for subsequent volleys. That transition and all that it entails is the skill set that is largely lacking from players these days as it relates to the net game. There just does not seem to be much practice time allocated to working on it. Now, there are a variety of drills you can do to get in some effective reps. For example, a few of the drills I like to do, one drill is to have players play out points or games and having them mix in some serving and volleying. Another drill I like to do is to have a player at the baseline. I feed a mid to short ball off of which they must hit an approach, follow to net, and play out the point. Sometimes I'll have this as a one-on-one drill, other times as a one-on-two. And a third drill I like to do is to have the player approach the net off of service returns. And I'll have them vary their returns, sometimes driving their returns and following that in, and other times chipping and charging. Now, these are merely three from a variety of drills that provide very relevant and valuable reps for different types of baseline to net transition. At the end of the day, we all know many players nowadays can hit big serves and punishing ground strokes from all parts of the court. Moreover, many players do have fundamentally sound volleys. Unfortunately, most do not have well-developed net games. So don't stop or be satisfied with just improving your volleys. Work on the other essential aspects, starting with the transition from baseline to net that will make your net game something your opponents will fear. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.